Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. And tonight, we're going to hear music of alto saxophonist, tenor saxophonist, soprano saxophonist, Lee Konitz. He was born in 1927 in Chicago, began clarinet lessons at 11, tenor player for a while, then alto, made his professional debut in 1945, 72 years ago, and he's still performing. He came upon Lenny Tristano in 1946 and worked with him for a long time. Worked with Claude Thornhill, the Birth of the Cool Band, Stan Kenton, good friends with Charlie Parker. And in his career, he has recorded 506 record dates and 265 as a leader. So sit back and relax and listen to the career of Lee Konitz following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the career of Lee Konitz on Jazz Unlimited. And this is the first hour. We're going to start with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. This is Yardbird Suite. That's Charlie Parker's tune. And the orchestra has soloists Lee Konitz on alto, Red Rodney, who later played with Charlie Parker on trumpet, Barry Galbraith guitar, and Gil Evans did the arranging in this 1947 recording. This is the career of Lee Konitz on Jazz Unlimited tonight. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me. And we heard the Yardbird Suite from the Claude Thornhill Orchestra with Lee Konitz on alto, Red Rodney trumpet, Barry Galbraith guitar, and the arrangement by Gil Evans. We're going to be hearing Lee Konitz with Stan Kenton, Jerry Mulligan, and Jimmy Giuffre, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear a number of things. First, remember we talked about Gil Evans arranging. Gil Evans had a lot to do with the birth of the Cool Band, as did the Claude Thornhill Band. So we're going to hear Budo with the birth of the Cool Band with Miles Davis on trumpet, Kay Winding on trombone, Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Lee Konitz on alto, and John Lewis arranged that one from 1949. And then we talked about Lenny Tristano. And here is Cross Current from 1949 with Lee Konitz on alto, Warren Marsh on tenor, Tristano piano, Billy Bauer guitar, Arnold Fishkin on bass, and Harold Grunowski on drums. And then another one with Miles Davis. Aesthetic, Miles on trumpet, Lee Konitz on alto, Sal Mosca, a Tristano student piano, Billy Bauer guitar, Arnold Fishkin bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1951.
Thank you.
Set of three early Lee Konitz recordings here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to The Career of Lee Konitz. We heard Butto with The Birth of the Cool Band, with Miles Davis leading it and playing trumpet, and Lee Konitz on alto. Then, very famous Lenny Tristano tune, Cross Current, with Konitz on alto and his soulmate, Warren Marsh on tenor, Lenny Tristano piano, and then finally Miles Davis, in a group with Lee Konitz, played George Russell's Aesthetic, and that's a 1951 recording. We've got Lee Konitz with music for alto saxophone and strings, Judy Nemac, and Jerry Mulligan, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to have a station break, and following the break, we're going to hear improvisation from the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Bob Burgess is on trombone, Konitz on alto, Buddy Childers trumpet, Bill Russo trombone, and Bill Holman on tenor. And then I'll Remember April from The Hague in California, with Chet Baker on trumpet, Lee Konitz on alto, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Carson Smith bass, and Larry Bunker on drums in 1953. Thank you. Was a set of two from the career of Lee Konitz, right here on Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, glad that you made the choice to hang out with me tonight. And we heard first the Stan Kenton Orchestra with a piece by Bill Holman called Improvisation. And Lee Konitz was heard on alto there, with Bob Burgess on trombone, Buddy Childers from Belleville, Illinois, by the way, trumpet, Bill Russo, trombone, and Bill Holman on tenor. Then I'll Remember April with Konitz sitting in with the famous Jerry Mulligan Quartet at The Hague in 1953. Chet Baker on trumpet, Konitz on alto, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Carson Smith bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. We've got the first free jazz piece coming up, and it's not Ornette Coleman. And we're going to be hearing more Claude Thornhill and Gil Evans with Lee Konitz, and also with Jay Clayton. So please stay tuned. And now, here is music for alto saxophone and strings, with Konitz on alto, with unknown strings, guitar, bass, drums, Bill Russo arranging in 1958. Coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the career of Lee Konitz on Jazz Unlimited. Thanks for being along with me tonight. And we heard Konitz's composition, music for alto saxophone and strings, and he was with a string section with piano, bass, and drum and guitar accompaniment, and Bill Russo was the arranger in this composition, which was in three parts. One of the things about Konitz is his remarkable long lines and cliche-free playing. It's been that way all of his career. We've got Bill Evans and Lee Konitz, and Lee Konitz and Jay Clayton, and his nonette, so please stay tuned. Now we have a station break, and we're going to hear first, around midnight, Lee Konitz with Judy Nemac on vocal, David Friedman on vibes, Jean-Francois Prinz on guitar, Eddie Gomez bass, and Cafe on percussion in 2002. And then Disc Jockey Jump, the Jerry Mulligan Octet with Konitz on alto, Alan Eager and Zoot Sims on tenors, and Jerry Mulligan on baritone doing the solos. Right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Fire. I do pretty well till after sundown, and supper time I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad round midnight. And that's when all the memories start round midnight. Around midnight, haven't got the heart to stand all those memories. When my heart is still with you, and old midnight knows it too. When a quarrel mending, does that mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. That's what lately I find. You're out of my arms, and I'm out of my mind. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight rolls around. Thank you. some midnight, round midnight, let the angels sing for your return. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight rolls around.
Thank you.
Dennis Owsley, and that set of two closes the first hour of the career of Lee Konitz on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Round Midnight with Judy Nemac on vocal, Lee Konitz on alto, David Friedman vibes, Jean-Francois Prinz on guitar, Eddie Gomez bass, and Cafe on percussion in 2002. Judy was a student of Warren Marsh, and she got to know Lee Konitz very, very well, and they've appeared all over the world together. Then Disc Jockey Jump with the Jerry Mulligan Octet and solos by Konitz on alto, Alan Eager and Zoot Sims on tenor, and Jerry Mulligan on baritone. Please stay tuned for the second hour. We're going to hear the first free jazz piece ever played, and that happened in 1949, following the station break.